This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III. Here we're here on what has been a rainy Monday, November 18th, 2024. The Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, the K-State football, which we'll get into here in just a second, or all the way to women's tennis and everything else in between. We've got men's and women's basketball going on, finally, and yes, we got women's basketball. Oh yeah, they're really good. Just saying. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for stopping by and giving us a listen here as I'm recording this. This will come out tomorrow morning, early, so when y'all wake up, K-State Nation, y'all can be able to listen to this podcast, which we're on every day almost, including Saturday and Sunday. So again, your very first time to this podcast, thank you so much for giving us a listen here today. And go ahead and hit that like, subscribe button every time we hit content, as it is still raining in Kansas City, Missouri. Missouri. Yeah, good thing I checked the weather, because once I saw that rain, I know I said this earlier recording, early this morning, I'm like, no. I about had enough of this rain. But sometimes we need it, and sometimes we don't. And it's like one of those things, like, yeah, I'm not trading for anything right now. Just trying to make it to the end of the year, which has been very interesting. Very interesting, to say the least. But anyways, thank you again. And, of course, Alex Aiden out there in Shandon, California. Our bonus channel, download the Podbean app, Greer3A's podcast. I've been campaigning that all year long, and I'm still going to campaign it, because we're going to have bonus content here and there, like we did last week. So go back and check the two episodes out already, if you've not already. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast, for more K-State coverage you want on that channel. That's not why I wanted to come out, but we'll roll with the punches anyways. But speaking of trying to make it to the year, right? K-State football, here we go again. Vibing ain't vibing right now. And we're to a point, again, pretty much like COVID year. And yeah, we can sit here and say, yeah, you know, we don't count that, whatnot. Yeah, we don't count that. It was a shitty year, whatnot. But we play those games. We still play those games, and I mean, the fact of the matter is, I mean, what's the culture like in that locker room right now? Hearing that, listening to these other K-State experts, which there are, right? Myself, Alex Aiden, are K-State alumni, right? But we covered the team. Student radio station, shout out, excellent radio station in the business, in the nation, Wildcat 919. Shout out, you guys. You students out there continue to make that station just shine brightly. But hearing that there's a divide between a locker room, it ain't good. It's not good. It's just not good, right? It's just not good, period. Especially when you are really, oh gosh, for the last, 3 weeks? Throwing the bye, that bye week included in that. You're coming off. And first off, look, no excuses. You came off a bye week, and somehow you're not ready to, you don't come ready to play against Arizona State. Yeah, Arizona State, shout out to you guys. Arizona State, they kick K-State's ass up and down the field until pretty much the second half, where they soften up on the defense side. They had that big-ass lead. And the K-State made me interesting. But it was too little too late. Dug yourself in a deep hole. And that's all she wrote. But the concern, we're coming right back to the thing where what happened in the COVID year? What happened in the COVID season? The locker room. Too many people don't want to be here. Too many people on opposite ends, or whatever the case it is. It don't matter whether it's the fighting sides or wanting not to be in Manhattan, Kansas, don't want to play for K-State. Fast forward to 2024, November 18th, 2024. Same in this, and I'm hearing the same thing is going on. We all know, or are we? I mean, we want to know what's going on, but obviously it's a personal issue, so we don't want to dive into what's going on with the head coach of this football team right now. Unfortunately, I'm sad. He's going through that. Praying for him every day. Praying for him. But pulling that card out aside to the head of the table. Let's throw that to the table. What is going on? A bye week. You had 2 weeks to prepare for Arizona State, and you lay a dud. This is no excuse. No excuse. And now the concern that's coming out of that, the locker room is in divide. What is going on? And if you've been with me throughout the reaction podcast of these games all year long when it pertains to football, Connor Riley can't call plays. What a damn offensive line sucks ass. Am I wrong? I hate that I'm saying that, but again, I'm calling what it is right now. We got two games left, and you limit yourself from habitual contention, a loss, which we're not going to get no chaos, super, super chaos here, because K-State, there's just too many tiebreakers to go around. And Colorado playing very well. It's like it could be BYU, Colorado. We're sitting here, what, Iowa State? I mean, BYU is still undefeated at the time. They lost to our rival, no less. Our rival, out of the three local teams, KU comes out of here laughing. Probably laughing at K-State, too, because we can't beat Arizona State. Fact of the matter is, changes are going to have to be made. It's plain and simple. And it's too late to make them now because, I mean, yeah, Chris Klein was going to make those changes in the middle of the season. There is no way. He's too loyal. He's too loyal to his personnel. Is that saying familiar? Just like COVID year, you know, Courtney Messingham and all that other stuff. You know, we won national championships at a different level. Courtney Messingham, same thing. Losing games, Courtney Messingham can't call plays. And then finally, Coach Kleiman had the decency enough to finally fire his ass. And then Colin Klein comes in, calls plays. And, of course, we lose him to Texas A&M. And then you make the switch late to Connor Riley, who's been coaching Yoline for how long? Since he's been with Chris Kleiman. It's Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, the third year on this rainy Monday. Yeah, it's just... And now, we're almost to a full season, and a lot of complaints on K-State Twitter, and you brought in Matt Wells to do whatever he's supposed to do. I don't know, because I thought firsthand that he was going to call the plays, or at least share the duties with Conrad, or at least help him. But instead, he's been trying to groom Avery Johnson throughout the year. I mean, yes, that's his job, right? But I have not seen much improvement from Connor Riley. And to the point where the K-State defense in the second half of that game gave K-State an opportunity to even have a chance to climb in that game. That could have been an easy blowout. Easily they could have mailed it in, but K-State had a decent seed enough to fight and to keep themselves afloat in that game and at least give them a puncher's chance there. Of course, Avery Johnson throws a pick to end the game. That doesn't help matters. And, of course, when you turn the ball over to start a game, that doesn't help matters either. What are we calling the offensive side of the ball? I have no idea. Especially Houston. Houston irritated me. Arizona State, like I was like everybody else, stunned. You're coming off a bye week and you're not ready to play. That's a problem. That is a huge problem. And whatever's going on, that has to be nipped in the offseason, or in between The last game of the season with Iowa State barely survived, but Iowa State, yeah, we're sitting here not too long ago saying that, oh damn, we're waiting for that showdown. K-State, Iowa State, K-State can handle their business. We got an opportunity to set up a shop for winner take all for a right to go to Arlington for a Big 12 championship. Well, that ain't happening now. It might not happen for Iowa State neither. How crazy, what, 3 weeks changes? Yeah, changes got to be made. Changes have to be made if this is what's going on. If this is what we're hearing, if we're hearing that, shit, there's shit going on in the locker room yet again under Chris Klieman. It happened in the COVID season. It's happening right now. Nobody want to be here and all that. Take your ass to the trailer portal and go somewhere else. If that's the problem. The transport wasn't open. Well, wasn't officially open. There was no transport, but again, you know, people nowadays, you know, back then still, you know, opted out. There was no transport back then. There is a transport 4 years later. If you don't want to play for K-State, this is what you're causing problems in the locker room. I don't know who's doing it. I don't know. I don't care. It don't matter at this point because we're done with the Big 12 discussion. Coswell playoff. This team was picked preseason two. Number two. And you're in the number two spot. That means you're going all to the play for a national championship. Man, bad. Big 12 championship. Utah's not either. Utah sucks. that Utah, all that hype. Utah, No. Okay. But to sit here and just listen, I feel like I'm back in the COVID season. Just listen to all the, well, you know, there's a divide in the locker room, whatnot. I don't know what's going on in the locker room, but, you know, players ain't getting along or something. Something's going on. There's something that I ain't seeing, obviously, way out here in Kansas City, Missouri, rainy-ass Kansas City, Missouri. There is something going on that obviously I'm not seeing, right? That we don't want to know. it's like when a kid tries to hide, do something and doesn't tell the parents. It tries to just hide it, and eventually it comes out. Yeah, that's what it's like right now. So I don't know what's going on. All I'm hearing is just the base of it all right now. And this is not, once again, this is not a good look, especially for a team that was picked preseason second, almost preseason number one, to win the Big 12. That's not happening. College football playoff, that's not happening. Throw those in the dumpster fire, whatever you want to call it is. It's just disappointing and really maddening to once again come right back around to hear that something's going on in the locker room. And that's why you're not winning games. That's why you can't beat sorry-ass Houston, 3-5 team. That's why you can't be come out of the bye week and put a better performance on the field. It's just no excuse for it. No excuse for it whatsoever. You're coming off a bye week, off a freaking bye week, and you put a performance like that at home, especially. Do you even know what you're playing for? Apparently not. Cause you're in the hole, 21-0 hole. I was stunned. I was stunned. Don't get me started on special teams. But right now the focus is at the top of the heat. What is going on? Again, pulling the Chris Klieman saga aside right for now. Cause I don't know. Again, we all don't know. We can all sit here and speculate what's going on. I don't know. But it's troubling. But obviously, he showed it in the press conference, post-game press conference, after Arizona State. It showed. So, it's definitely something going on. What it is, I don't know. But we do know on the football field, the product on the field sucks ass. Right now. And who knows what's going to happen against Cincinnati. I'm even shocked that we even got a primetime slot. We're not playing or anything. Cincinnati, senior night. Can we win on senior night? I don't know. Iowa State, can we win the game? I sure as hell don't know. right now. But it's frustrating. It just takes it back to the whole COVID year where, again, we're getting blown out and we're having issues. And then come to matter of fact that issues in the locker room. People don't want to be here. Certain players, certain guys don't want to be here. We're hearing the same thing from men's basketball last year. People don't want to be here. Cam Carter, whatever, what happened? Some people are causing trouble, not single him out. Well, I just did, but Cam Carter just came back to Manhattan and just put it on his former teammates, or wasn't even in his teammates. Put it on K-State last week. So between these men's teams, the basketball team and the football team, it's not good. It's not a good look. And changes got to be made. Changes have to be made. All caps. It just has to be. Was it made then in midseason? It has to be. If K-State continues on this goodness gracious slide, which could happen. I'm just saying, you got to go back. And funny thing is, right, like the COVID season, when they're having all these issues, you got to go back to Ames where Iowa State kicked your ass in the COVID season, and then you had to make the changes. I just got a feeling that same thing might happen. See, it just doesn't give me much confidence to say it. I hate to be talking to you saying that, but it's the truth. Right now, it's just frustrating. And the fact that you put that top performance at home, and you're lucky that Arizona State let you back in that football game. Because Arizona State was dominating. You got us. Dominating us. Up and down the field. So, it's just the fact that it's just a lot of follies right now. Follies right now for this team? It's just the fact that you're supposed to be playing your best football at the right time. Apparently, obviously, as we all saw, or have seen the last 2 weeks, taking away the bye out of the equation, K-State has not played very well at all. But just, and there's words for it, but I said enough words on here tonight that let my frustrations known on this podcast. So it's a fact that we'll just see how everything ends up. We at least have 3 games left. That includes the bowl game, wherever we end up at. It's a disappointing season. No question about it. You're now 2 game losing streak. You didn't meet expectations. So what's next, right? And changes got to be made. it just has to be to this point. So we'll just see what happens. It's Cincinnati, obviously, but it just to the point where you're coming off a bye week. You didn't beat Houston, which that's still frustrating. You post the TBTs you beat, and you go down there and don't play very well. It's just to the point where you lost the football. You get upset by a sorry-ass team. You come back at home, you put up a garbage performance. I can go sit here and just lay the wood, continue to lay the wood down. But we just gotta, what's next? I'm like Jerome Tate said, what's next on Twitter? What's next? I have no clue. But hey, we all got to stay tuned because this self-destruction of the second half of K-State late in the season is just beyond me. And again, I'm interested to see he could hear what the local radio station here in KC got to say about it. So we'll just see about it. But right now, it's just vibing. It ain't vibing right now in K-State football. That's for sure. The Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Or we'll have a chance to record Kansas State content. Folks, we are off and running here as I recorded a lot of content over the weekend. I will post that as the week goes on. Obviously, women's basketball this week. Actually, as I'm recording this right now, they're about to start. So, almost let that slip away. So, postcast. Positive women's basketball doing what they're supposed to be doing, doing what men's basketball or football can't do right now. Women's basketball tonight, I think it's the Pointis Little Rock. We'll have postcast of that this week coming up. Then this will follow up. I think this will come out first and then the postcast, and then we'll have some signing day episodes here and there this week throughout the show. That's going to do it for right now. It's podcast Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex ain't out there in Shannon, California. This has been another Purple Project episode of this podcast. Go Cats!